Editor's note. Ms. Kilburn refers to the Beta Day story elderly hospital patients shipped to faraway nursing homes. To the editor. I never thought I would live to see the day that such a vicious assault on older people would take place in Ontario. To be moved away from everything that's familiar, family, friends, community, services, at the most vulnerable point in one's life. I can't think of anything crueler, inhuman, evil. And all the while, this is a function of conscious political degradation of the long-term care health services throughout the province. In favor of private, fee-for-service, for-profit institutions. The same ones that had a proven record of much worse care than public homes, during COVID. This incompetent, this lapdog of corporatism, is still sitting on federal transfer funds that were to be directed at COVID support. This is unspeakable. These politicians took oaths to serve Ontario and its citizens. So add liars and traitors to the list. I'm so very glad to see the charter challenge going ahead. This is a patently obvious denial of the human rights of older adults in the province. The only added salt in the wound is that we will pay this disgusting government's legal costs to fight the challenge. Fraud and companies will not pay one single dime. They never have, and they never will. This should be a jailable offense. Kathleen Kilburn, North Bay.